Thank you for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Yes, I just saw the advertisement from Walmart about the KitchenAid mixer.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I went ahead and I put in for the $2. I looked at my bank. They took the $2, but they also tried to charge me for $59. And I have no idea what that is, and I didn't order anything.
Yes, ma'am. Can I get your zip code and your first and last name?
02035 Debbie Carkin, Carkin.
02035.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. One moment. And could you spell your last name?
Carkin.
Yes, I mean, could you verify your mailing address?
32 Centennial Court, Foxborough, Mass. 02035.
Yes, I do see where there was an attempt to enter the contest for a KitchenAid mixer. You would have had to be enrolled in our app Bytub, but that charge was declined.
Okay. Is there a way we can close that out? Because I don't want them to try to get $59 for nothing out of that out of my bank.
Yes, and that charge was declined, so the subscription wasn't started.
Oh, okay. So I don't have to worry about you people taking the 59 out of me anymore?
That's correct.
Pardon?
That's correct.
Okay, great. Now, I was under the impression that if I paid the $2, that it was going to, that I had already won, and they were going to be sending out the mixer. Is that the case?
That is a contest entry. It's a sweepstakes.
Okay. Yeah, because the comments there and everything else were misleading. You know what? Cancel the $2 too.
We don't have a charge for $2.
Oh, you don't? Oh, I thought you said you did.
No, our charge would have been for $59.89, but that charge was declined.
Okay. And what about the $2 that they asked for
That's not our charge. Our charge would have been for $59.89 for Bytes Up, the subscription.
Okay. All right, thank you very much.
Thanks for our customer support. You have a great day.